Welcome back to the Subtweets and Therapy Podcast, the podcast with no theme, only words. I'm Julian.
And I'm Jared. In today's or tonight's special emergency podcast, we talk about the verdict of the Derek Chauvin trials and everything surrounding that. It's important for us and it's important for you, so give it a listen.
Enjoy the double dose of therapy.
Dude, it's hard to transition to talking about politics after spending so much time talking about sports and how, like, ridiculous Zaven Collin looks in comparison to the defensive lineman on his own team.
Yeah, and the other topic that we were talking about that we're going to save for a different episode.
Yeah, I got a lot to say about that one.
Yeah, we got this Saturday is going to be really good. Look forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
But I have the same happiness, though.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, if people didn't know, Chauvin was found guilty on all three counts.
On all three counts.
So now you can officially say that George Floyd was murdered.
Yep.
And that's not something I ever thought. Even yesterday, I was nervous.
Yeah.
Even though the verdict came back fast.
Yeah. Like, yesterday, just sitting there watching, the longer it took, the more nervous I got, you know?
Yeah, because, like, I remember watching Trayvon's case.
Exactly. I kept thinking about that over and over again. Yeah,
and I was like, here we go. Let's just get ready. Just get ready to be disappointed again.
And honestly, and lo and behold, I don't know if I would have had it in me to be, like, upset again, you know? Like, I probably mentally would have been frustrated, but I don't know if emotionally I would have had that in me. So
yeah, the best way I could put how I would have felt is, like, you know, in anime when they've gone, like, when they're completely done and, like, the light in their eyes just kind of disappears.
Yeah,
that's how I would have been. I just been like, here we go. Yeah. Figures.
And, you know, that honestly is probably partially set up by the tone that we had with our last full pod. And that, you know, we were very much in the frame of mind that it's like, you know, this country does not give a bleep about you if you are black or brown, basically. And this is the first time in a long, long time that I can say that the system actually worked the way that it was supposed to for individuals who are black and brown. Which is probably a bit over the top, because I'm sure there's been plenty of you know, lower profile cases and whatnot in which the system has worked properly. But in this type of situation, it's the first time in a long time.
Yeah. And it's weird to say that we were surprised, but 100%. Like, I heard on the news yesterday that in terms of police misconduct and police killing without a gun, no cop had been convicted that they could find. So, like, literally, this is something that's, like, really never happened before.
Yeah. Jeez.
And I think, like, the thing that needs to be really impressed upon is that the reason that the system worked this time is because people made the system work.
Yes.
Like, it didn't work on its own. It's because, like, people pushed. Like, had Darnella Frazier not recorded the video in the first place, we're not here.
17-year-old kid, by the way. 17-year-old kid recorded that moment.
Mm-hmm. And I believe she was there with her 9-year-old cousin.
Yep.
And because what happened was, when he first died, the local forces downplayed what happened. They just kind of, like, described it as an accident.
Yeah.
That was a medical accident.
They even went so far as to say that he was transported to the hospital and died shortly upon arrival.
Yeah. Like, they lied, basically. Yes. And then the local prosecutor was downplaying it, and he was talking about George Floyd's size and everything and all this stuff that didn't matter. And what happened was, people hit the streets. And because people hit the streets and they protested, the governor gave the case to Keith Ellison, who is the attorney general in Minnesota, and that got the ball rolling.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I think that's an important thing to note, is that political action works.
Yes, it does.
Like,
It takes a whole bleep of a lot, but it absolutely does work.
Yeah, like, this took a perfect storm. Like, you know, it took a global pandemic in which we were all stuck in our houses, a video that then went viral, a worldly protest in which, like, basically the entire world was out in the streets for this.
Yes. Like,
and yeah, that was a Herculean effort, but it happened.
I mean, if you really think about it, like, take a moment to think about everything that happened since George Floyd's situation. To put it into perspective, like, people who don't live in this country, people who have nothing to do with this country, aren't associated with this country in any way, shape, or form, went out of their way, spent time in their own lives to go to protest on multiple occasions. And leagues that aren't based in this country and only have maybe a few American players in them, they changed their entire process in terms of how they start off games. And, like, they were participating in the message, talking about how Black Lives Matter and talking about how we need to end police brutality and talking about how George Floyd's situation, you know, was wrong and it should not have occurred. Like, all of that was going on for a year. And obviously it wasn't just about George Floyd. There were other situations going on, other things happening. But for a year, we fought for a year to get this verdict. And, you know, it's both encouraging that it worked and sobering to think about how much effort was put in to get to this point.
Yeah, like, we've obviously still got a long way to go. But this, if you look at all the letdowns we've had from Rodney King to now, this was kind of like a breath of fresh air for once.
Mm.
Just in the verdict, obviously, not in what happened to George Floyd and the things leading up to that. But, like, this is something that I didn't think I was going to see.
Yeah.
You know, like, as soon as they said guilty, I texted you. I was like, guilty. Mm-hmm. Like, that was nuts.
Like, my mom called me to make sure that I was watching it. You texted me as soon as the verdict came out. I was texting my sister and my dad. Like, it was a big deal. It was a huge, huge deal.
Yeah, and for some people, they just look at it like, oh, this one guy got justice. But, like, this is obviously much bigger than George Floyd.
Yeah. And also, I would contend to say that this isn't necessarily justice.
It's accountability.
Yes, it's accountability. This is a system working the way that it's supposed to. True justice would be George Floyd being alive. That's, to me, real justice. But this is a huge step in the right direction.
Yeah, and we still got some things that at least I think would be good, you know, some suggestions of where we go from here. There's a bill that is in the House right now that the Senate probably should look at. So if you can contact your senator, that'd be good, because tell them to get the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act on the floor so we can hear everyone's votes and opinions about that in our Senate. Because what this bill does is it bans chokeholds. It bans no-knock warrants, and it creates a registry for cops like Chauvin.
Right. Is this the same bill that would end qualified immunity as well?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay.
The House has already voted on it, and now we're just waiting on the Senate to do its thing. Yeah. And so I think what's really important is that this doesn't just, like, go through, like, the small committee in Senate. I think the entire Senate should have to comment on this.
Yeah.
So we know. Yeah.
I agree. And to kind of piggyback on that overall point, there's also the aspect of because obviously people are talking about eliminating qualified immunity from lawsuits for police. But this is something that I learned about today, and I'm not 100% sure if this is accurate or true. But if it is, then it's something that we should definitely be talking about more often. The prospect of eliminating immunity from lawsuits for gun manufacturers as well. Now, obviously, gun manufacturers is a large spectrum. There's a bunch of companies, and I don't even know how you'd begin to start to police that, for lack of a better term. But I do find it odd that there's, like, complete and total immunity for gun manufacturers. I feel like at the very least, like, we should be looking to see what exactly that means and if there are some things that need to be corrected in that. Because just having immunity in general feels very far reaching. And it feels like, you know, you guys can just kind of just, like, wash your hands of everything and be like, hey, it's not really our problem. you know?
We made it. But,
yeah. So, I mean, obviously, I don't fully know what would be a better solution right now, because I just learned about it today. But that is something that I think we should think about and research and talk about.
Yeah. So, yeah, we have a long way to go. It was a good first step, you know?
Yeah.
I was certainly happy about it. Obviously, we had other things in the news that happened after that, but obviously, I don't want to talk about that today. I'll be honest.
Yeah, I'd rather not talk about that today. But
yeah.
What happened today is a reminder, not that we really needed one, but it is a reminder that our progress for a lot of the wrong people feels like encroachment and discrimination upon their lives and their rights. It should not feel that way for them. They should not think that way. They should not act in a way that communicates that, because equality is not oppression. But the reaction that we've seen from certain individuals in this society has made it clear that that is the mental space and place that they are in. The more that we achieve equality, the more that we are treated the way that we're supposed to be treated as human beings in this country, the more that we will receive opposition, because it simply doesn't enter into their brains that this system should work equally and fairly for all people involved.
Amen. And that is something that we can address more often. I mean, well, yeah, more often and at a later date too. Yeah, people are always going to hate when they lose, you know?
Yeah.
But for once, we got the right verdict.
Yes.
You know?
And that's what we're going to focus on. I pray for George Floyd's family, and for every other family that has, you know, experienced something like this. And I pray that moving forward, more people who are on the fence, or more people who are initially against this type of verdict, would have their eyes opened, so that, you know, we can have more legitimate conversations about this type of stuff and see more equality and fairness and balance being brought into play.
Especially because we still have 3 more officers in this case to be tried, just as a reminder.
Yep, to be totally honest, I forgot about that. Yeah, to be totally 3 more. Honest.
3 more dudes, and if I was their lawyer, we would plea out tonight.
Yep.
But that's just me, you know?
Yep.
After seeing what the head dude got, I'd be like, we gonna take a plea, my guy.
Oh, man. So, yeah, let this very short pod be your random reminder that black people are indeed that we are people, that brown people are indeed that we are people, that our lives have value and they matter just as much as yours, and we can extend that to women, to poor people, to every marginalized and or people group that's discriminated against. I feel it's something that we shouldn't necessarily have to say, but it, seeing as how we are in the situation that we're in, you know, I will continue to say it. Our lives matter, and I hope that you guys can start to see that too.
Yes. And yeah, just, you know, don't let this moment make you feel like, you know, mission achieved, we're done here. Mm. Because obviously we still have a long way to go. We still have more issues in the news and things, you know, things out in society that we need to address. So stay vigilant, stay active. Don't rest on your laurels. And if you really need a good laugh, go watch that video of Sonic and Mario dancing at a birthday party.
This is the best video on the internet right now.
I love it. I'm going to post it on our Instagram. As soon as I post this, it'll be the "you told me you got me" meme, and you're going to swipe, and it'll be the Sonic video.
All right, that's it for us, guys. Always remember that he subtweets and I'm therapy. Enjoy the rest of your day/night/whatever.
See ya.
Bye.